This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Is Nigeria taking an economic plunge after being the third fastest growing economy in the world in 2015? Political stability in Nigeria has enabled the government of President Muhammadu Buhari to get international loans from the World Bank and others, but a failure to diversify away from dependence on falling and disruptible oil has caused a steep decline in the country's currency and dangerous inflation to accompany an already shrinking recession economy. Chris Stein is Nigeria correspondent for the VOA News, and he joins me now from the busy streets of Lagos. Chris, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thanks a lot.
First of all, what's going on in Nigeria economically?
This year, there's been two consecutive quarters of economic contraction. So what that means is that the country just entered a recession from the end of the second quarter. Those statistics were announced, I think, last week. So that means that we're expecting, overall, the economy is expected to shrink for the rest of the year by many estimates. And people are expecting growth to return perhaps early next year. But it's hard times in Nigeria right now.
Is it oil driven? There certainly is a beginning of a diversified economy in Nigeria, but a recession really sort of hurts all boats.
Yeah, that's true. And, there are other industries in Nigeria. I mean, economists do debate how diversified the economy is, but oil is still perhaps the biggest industry in the country and its top export. One of the first things that happened was the global drop in oil price, which started at the end of 2014, accelerated through 2015, and prices are still low this year. But that was a global thing. What was really unique to Nigeria was, first of all, the supply disruptions. And by that, that basically meant people blowing up pipelines, blowing up oil platforms or infrastructure platforms in the oil-producing Niger Delta region. That's something Nigeria has seen before. It ended in 2009 when the government started a program to pay off militants every month and also provide some with job training. And that kept the peace for a while. But for a variety of reasons, that's restarted starting from, January, February of this year. So not only is Nigeria's top export worth less on the global market, Nigeria is producing less of it. And that combined with what many economists say are some decisions made by the federal government have led to this recession.
A year and a half ago, the Nigerian government could really project to Africa and the world that it was stable and was moving forward. Is that less likely now with the two quarters of recession?
The government is indeed stable. I mean, they just last year had their first transfer of government from one party to the other, had an incumbent president step down. You know, they're proceeding now with state governorship elections. So there aren't major political risks going on right now. I mean, in all likelihood, President Muhammadu Buhari will, finish out his first term and either stand for re-election unless he decides not to. So on the political sphere, things are fairly stable. The question right now is what's going to happen to the economy? What's going to happen with the price of oil? Can Nigeria pacify its Delta region once again and allow the resumption of oil production so that the economy can get back to growing? And will the government's economic policies start paying off and help return the economy to growth? Many people, economists I've spoke to do expect that growth will return in 2017. But, it does remain to be seen and depends on how much borrowing Nigeria's government can do overseas, how effective that borrowing can be, if projects will actually be completed. Many people are advocating spending by the government to help kind of improve it, to help pull it out of this recession. So we're going to see all this over the coming months.
Well, Chris Stein, Nigeria correspondent for VOA News, we can certainly hear the liveliness of Lagos and its street life right outside your window there. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot for having me.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.